William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Daily Racing Podcast for Thursday's edition. On Thursday we have cards from Newbury, Market Raisin and Musselburgh, while in the evening we have action on the Polytrack at Chelmsford. Racing Radio will have it all covered from 12:35 with Darren Owen, Ross Briley and Mick Norton, your studio team. But to look ahead to the best of the action on Thursday, it's myself, Michael Wood and Chris Pimlott. Chris, how are you doing?
A very good afternoon to you, Michael. Very good form indeed. Gosh, the old frost just caught us out a little bit this morning, didn't it? First time we've had to scrape the frost off the windscreens, but a beautiful autumnal day. And gosh, that little bit of sunshine makes you feel good, doesn't it? So happy days. Looking forward to not only tomorrow, but a great weekend of racing to come as well. And obviously stateside as well. Oof, all happening.
We have action on the 5th of November with the Badger Ales Trophy at Wincanton. It's a listed race. We've got early prices here, Pim, as where Present Man is the early favourite at 9-2. The Young Master is at 5-1. Southfield Theatre is at 6-1. Thomas Brown is at 7s. Vita Duroc is at 8s. Regal Encore is 9s. And it's 10-1 or bigger for the rest of the field. In terms of the Badger Ales Trophy, Pimmers, what catches the eye?
It's a very, very competitive handicap, as you'd imagine, with over 60,000 guaranteed prize money. An interesting player, obviously, is Present Man. He was a winner nice last time out. Jack Sherwood takes a valuable £5 off his back, and if the weights stay the same, you know, he'll have a featherweight of only 10 stone 3 on his back there. So he's certainly an interesting player. Nichols is in cracking form as well. So he comes into the race on the back of a nice confidence-boosting win as well last time out. The Young Hustler, again, he's from another yard that's in form, that of Neil Mulholland. Selton Whaley-Cohen takes the mount on this one. And again, he's had a little bit of a break, the Young Master, but again, can come from a yard that can do no wrong at the moment. And you can say the same as also about Southfield Theatre. High-class handicap chaser in his own right. Another one that's going to represent Paul Nichols. So again, Nichols looks like he's going to be a strong hand in this race. And the other one that could be interesting is the Harry Fry-trained Thomas Brown, who is still fairly unexposed in the context of this race.
Well, Pimmers, let's move on to the action on Thursday. We've got four races to look at, and the first one is probably the feature race of the day. It's the listed race at Market Raisin, the 2:45. It's a mare's listed chase over 2 miles, 7 furlongs and 191 yards. 6 runners in the field to choose from, Pimmers. What do you like in this one?
Yeah, mare's only listed chase, so obviously it's very competitive. Not a field full of runners, but plenty of classy girls involved in this race. I'd imagine that La Vaticane's going to be your favourite there. The David Pipe trained mare by Turgeon. Obviously, she's grey like a sire, and she put up a good performance on a penultimate start last year when she ran out a readied winner at Wincanton, and then she was in at the deep end in a Grade 3 race at Aintree at the festival meeting there. So again, highly tried on the previous occasion, but a readied winner on a penultimate start. She holds sway as far as official ratings are concerned. She's a mark of 140. Her nearest pursuer is Creswell Breeze with a mark of 135. And again, Creswell Breeze, well, she again ran well enough when we saw her on the 29th of April. That was at Punchestown in a handicap chase. And she kept on the same pace on the running, only beaten 3¾ lengths. And I think she's an interesting filly as well. And again, a little bit more could come from her, a daughter of Midnight Legend, who, again, if the ground dries out, Midnight Legends usually like a bit of decent ground. And the top one, Acting Pieces, who unfortunately disposed of her rider at the last at Wetherby last time out, when, to be fair, was running a good race. Didn't look like was going to win, but was certainly going to be in the mix. And she sprawled on landing there and unseated her rider, give her jockey no chance at all. Provided that's not upset her confidence, again, she's set to run a big race but has a little bit to do on official ratings. So, looking towards the pipe runner in the shape of Lavati Kane.
So Lavati Kane, the one that gets the choice in the listed race at market raising the 2.45. Let's head over to the action at Musselburgh. The 3.30 is the race we're going to be looking at. It's a Class 3 handicap chase over 2 miles, 3 furlongs and 193 yards. 6 runners in the field to choose from. Pimmers, what catches the eye?
Oh, I thought this was as tricky as you're going to get, to be perfectly honest. I mean, for a Class 3, there'll be good prize money on offer. Didn't think the standard was that strong. And I think, you know, one or two of these haven't been able to find their way into the winner's enclosure for quite some time. So, again, I think it's an interesting one, to say the least. Of them, Polygate could be the one, the four-year-old, who, you know, is taking on his elders very early on in the year. And, again, he's been running plenty well enough. And Castletown has been running very well, to say he's just a four-year-old. He ran on the 13th of October the last time we saw him. That was at Carlisle, over 2 miles. He had a hood on for the first time on that occasion. Has the hood on again tomorrow. And I thought he ran really well behind WWs, and could be a little bit more to come from him. And again, he showed that he has got the ability to jump, because he jumped really nicely on that occasion. So he might have a little bit more to find there. But I think, off his mark of 118, he definitely could be a player in a race where many of the others have become underachievers.
So Castletown, the pick for you?
I think he's that tentative rather than confident, that's for sure.
So Castletown, the one that just edges it in the 3.30 at Musselburgh. Let's move on to the action at Newbury. It's the 3.45, a handicap hurdle over 2 miles and 69 yards. 7 runners in the field to choose from. Pimmers, what particularly appeals to you in this one?
Well, I think the one that you've got to take the most respect from is Peter the Mayo Man, haven't you, who's comes into this race in cracking good form. Trained by Neil Mulholland, who's having a real good season of it this year. And again, he was a 4-9 shot when he won at Warwick last time out, and so he should have been. But again, he absolutely dotted up. He dotted up previously to that on the 12th of September at Worcester, again, when he won very cosily indeed as the 11-10 favourite. And again, this horse, you know, he's absolutely flying along at this moment in time. And again, I think he's still well within the handicapper's grasp, racing off 130 tomorrow. I think his mark was 125 when he won last time out. Like, admittedly, that was a novice hurdle and not a handicap hurdle. But he definitely comes into this race in cracking form. And again, you can't really say that about many of the others. I mean, the Gipper, he was a winner back in March at Chepstow, over 2 miles in a novice's hurdle there. Then he ran on the 13th of April and, again, slightly disappointed on that occasion, finished way down the field. But again, he just might have been feeling the exertions of quite a busy time then. A little bit of a break might have done him the world of good, the Gipper. And again, because of that little break, he could be a player. And so could the Barman, who was a faller last time out, the Barman. Again, he was going nowhere on that occasion when he did come down. He's been in cracking good form. But again, he started off a mark of 110. He was 126 when he ran last time out. He's been dropped to because of that. Again, you'd have to think that, A, is his confidence been knocked by that fall last time out? And prior to that, his form was good without being well. So he had been in good form, racing off a mark within his compass. But whether it is now, I think, remains to be seen. So for me, I would imagine Peter the Mayo Man will be short, but he's the one they've all got to beat.
So Peter the Mayo Man, the one to beat in the 3.45 at Newbury. Let's move on to the final race of our preview of Thursday's action. It's at Chelmsford on the all-weather. It's the one that's at 6.25, a Class 2 handicap over 1 mile and 2 furlongs. 8 runners in the field to choose from, Pimmers, in this particular contest. What stands out for you?
God blimey. We've travelled the country, haven't we?
We have indeed.
We've been Lincolnshire market raising. We've been to Scotland, Musselburgh. I'm not just sure what part of Scotland that class is. That's obviously close to Edinburgh. And then we've gone down to Newbury, Berkshire. Oh, la-di-da down there, isn't it? That's sort of Ken's country, isn't it, round there? And then we've gone to Chelmsford City. God blimey. We've done like a little global trip of the UK. And it's all good stuff. And looking here at this 6.25 at Chelmsford, mile and two of the trip, there could be one here lurking. We haven't seen him for 525 days. He ran in a competitive race when we did last see him. I think it's interesting that the boys in blue have decided to persevere with him after all this time. He's obviously had his issues, but again, he could be different gravy to these guys. He supports the pieces for the first time as well tomorrow. Paul Hannigan riding for Sahib Bin Sarour. And again, I would imagine that the early morning market could well be a pointer to this one's chances, because if the bandwagon gets hit early doors by them, then he's obviously telling them that he's in good order and they could be a little bit better than what we've seen, and certainly a little bit better of a horse racing off a mark of 95. That's we got to take on trust. If you're looking for form that's okay at this moment in time, then I definitely thought that Brigliadoro could well be the obvious choice, because again, he's finished second on a couple of occasions, ran well enough 8 days ago when he ran at Yarmouth, and I think that again that race didn't really pan out for him. So again, if there's a bit more pace on and a little bit through a run race, he definitely could well be a player, and that is a Brigliadoro. But for me, Ijmali is the one they've got to beat, providing we see a little bit of support for it early doors tomorrow.
So in terms of this one, what would be your best bet in the 6.25?
In the 6.25, well, it's got to be Ijmali. Got to be.
Ijmali, the one to beat in the 6.25 at Chelmsford. Well, Pimmers, can you just recap your selections for Thursday's racing?
Yeah, we'll go on our little global tour of the UK. Market Raisin, 2.45. It's for the girls only. It's a listed race. Going to take a chance with La Vaticane for David Pipe and Tom Scudamore. Up to Scotland for their 3.30 and taking a big chance with Castletown, the four-year-old, taking on his elders. At Newbury for their very competitive handicap hurdle, going to go with the very much in form Peter the Mayo Man. And 6.25 Chelmsford City. They built this city on rock and roll, I believe. It's Ijmali.
Well, Pimmers, as always, thank you for your thoughts on Thursday's action. And remember to tune into Racing Radio on Thursday from 12.35pm.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.